This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR, and we got another 25 minutes of learning right here on Learning University. And if you want to watch the show and engage with other folks who are fans of Trivia Friday, go to our Facebook page and type in today's issues, or you can watch there on YouTube as well. JJ Jasper, Ed Vitagliano, Tim Wildman, and in studio with us is a gentleman who's helping us with Trivia Friday today, Dave Dabney from Jackson, Mississippi.
Much obliged.
And Dave's been to 24 Share-a-thons he's volunteered for, so he's earned his AFR stripes, and we appreciate you.
Dave, the next Share-a-thon, come dressed in all orange and say, "What are you doing?" "Well, I'm a volunteer." I think it's obvious. You could be a walking riddle.
That's right. Okay. All right, let's repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
You listen a lot.
Wow,
you got the heretofore. Heretofore, the most underappreciated word in the English language. That's why we like to bring it up here.
Or at least it has been heretofore. Because we are single-handedly bringing it back.
Here we are.
But don't forget.
Go ahead, Brother Dave.
Okay.
Ask your two questions.
Don't forget about Sacagawea.
Oh, Sacagawea, you're going way back. Yeah. You're going way back in Trivia Friday history right there.
What is the
Elizabeth
long...
Warren said we need to quit using that. So we refrain.
She's deeply offended as a Native American herself.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dave.
What is the longest verse of the Bible? And what are the range of dates for Resurrection Sunday?
There are five.
5 weeks, yep.
5 weeks, and you want that range.
Correct.
Here's the deal. When a fella that wrote the almanac said, "Always plant your garden on Good Friday," that has goofed me up. The times that it's landed 4 weeks early or 5 weeks late, your garden just don't have the same kind of yield if you're putting it in when there's frost on the ground.
All right, here are my two questions. I got two new ones here.
Who knew?
Two new ones. What is the name for a group of frogs? We have these kinds of questions every once in a while. You got your,
you're looking out the back window.
You're looking out your back window. You know, open up the blinds, call over your wife. "Honey, come over here and look out here. Look at all these frogs out here in our backyard. We've got a frogs."
Right.
Let me make it super spiritual.
Yeah.
So you're part of Pharaoh's court?
Yeah.
And you're looking out of the castle window?
Yeah. Pharaoh, that had to be the hard-headedest man in history.
He's the poster boy for stubborn.
Pharaoh.
Yes, he is.
Just because you don't stop and ask for directions and your wife thinks you're hard-headed, you need to look Pharaoh up and reread that story.
At least I'm not Pharaoh.
All right, so what is the name for a collection or a group of frogs? Number two, I got another riddle.
Here we go.
You're on a
You are the Riddler.
I am. All right, here's the riddle. What begins with T, ends with T, and has T in it? And it's not your pool during the summer with the kids. So, okay. Oh, man. I'm sorry. Oh. That was bad.
I like it.
One fella, I went over, one fella had a sign in his pool. You know, he had a bunch of kids, and they had a bunch of kids come over and use their pool all summer. He said, he put a sign up and says, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't say this. He says,
"Well, we're all thinking
okay,
it.
Okay. He says, there is no P in our ool." keep it that way.
Well, yeah. I've seen the sign.
Yeah.
"I don't swim in your toilet, so don't."
All right.
In my
so
pool.
Anyway, we're getting into bathroom humor here. We shouldn't do that. All right. What begins with T, ends with T, and has T in it? So there you go. There's my question.
All right.
That's my riddle.
I have one left. I'm going to add one. On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the deceased 18th century nobleman who Barney insisted had granted him three wishes? And then I'm going to add one. Tuna.
I can't believe with all our Mayberry fans, I know, that hasn't been answered.
I've never seen that episode. Oh, you got me wanting to see that.
It's great. Tuna is the most widely eaten fish in the United States. What is the most popular seafood in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Good question. Here's what I've got. First question, true or false, pumpkins can be used to remove freckles.
I can't wait to
hear
the answer
to this. Is it true or false? And second question, who wrote the classic book, Gone with the Wind? And it's a she. I looked at the calendar between the break. November the 1st, Parkway Baptist Church, Houston, Mississippi. November the 8th, Mount Vernon, a night of comedy for the Pregnancy Center, Laugh for Life. November the 8th, Franklin, Pennsylvania, a banquet for the Christian School, and all three of these are ticketed events.
I thought you said November 8th twice.
You did.
Oh, November the 8th, yeah. Mount Vernon, November the 9th, Franklin,
okay.
Pennsylvania.
Okay, right. Okay.
I thought maybe it was a doubleheader. I don't know.
Are you driving from one to the next?
Flying a little bit and driving a little bit.
All right. Next. All right, who's the caller, Ed?
All right, we go to Texas, and Linda has been waiting patiently. Linda, thank you for your patience, and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Groovy.
Thank you, Linda, for calling. Where you live in Texas?
I live in Silverton in the southeast corner of the Panhandle.
Good. Okay. Beautiful part of the state.
You want to ask, answer, or both?
Do both, please.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The one about J.J.'s question about the classic book.
Yes, ma'am. Linda, who wrote the classic book, Gone with the Wind?
Margaret Mitchell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Margaret.
And a little postscript, as I mentioned, a little P.S. It was the first book she wrote. How amazing.
I know.
Any of you authors that are listening, that's your first offer right out of the chute. How incredible.
Huge bestseller. That's why they made it into a movie.
Yeah.
So she hit it right out of the park. Right out of the gate.
Yes, she did.
Now, Linda, metaphors on this show, we've laughed. Tim and Ed and I have joked around about how many days you have to take off work if you want to watch the movie. But it is about a three-hour movie, huh?
It is.
Isn't it pretty long?
Yeah.
No, I want to say it's closer to four, isn't it?
I think I've seen half of it two or three times, but I don't think I've seen the whole thing.
I actually remember 2 years ago, somebody dared me. I think it was my daughter-in-law. She said, you will love this movie. I had never watched it. I watched it, and whatever it is, between 3 and 4 hours, it was the longest 3 or 4 hours I've ever spent in my life. All I wanted.
You didn't like it?
There were no Marvel characters in it.
That's right. That's right.
Nobody was playing hockey. Iron Man.
That's right. Yeah.
That is not the reason. I waited the whole time for Scarlett to get what was coming to her. She was one of the worst people I've ever seen in a movie. And so she kind of did get her comeuppance, but...
Yeah,
I hope I'm not ruining it for anyone who's never seen it.
Hey, trivia, my wife Melanie, named after Melanie in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
So that movie really impacted a lot of folks.
Yeah.
August the 5th.
Now, Linda, have you seen the movie?
I have. It's been a while, but I've seen it.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen half of it. Two or three times, and I like what I've seen. I've got to carve out some time and watch it from start to finish.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to miss that.
Linda, what's your question for us?
I'm watching it in 10-minute increments. And so I'd like to be through by maybe a couple summers.
Like the one-year Bible. They need to come out with a thing, watch Gone with the Wind.
In 10-minute
in
increments.
A year. No, watch it. Your one-year Gone with the Wind DVD.
Brent Creeley, our producer, looked it up and said it's 3 hours and 58 minutes. Now, why don't you just throw another 2 minutes in there and make it an even four?
Right.
I'm telling you, this movie's irritating.
Hey, Linda, what's your question for us?
Okay, mine's a Bible question. In the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what are their Hebrew names?
Ed's going to know
this. No, I always forget this.
I can tell you the Appalachian version is Meshach, your shack, and away we go.
One moment. I know one of them is.
I think it's Bill, Sam, and Peter.
I know one of them is.
That's a great question, Linda. I should know it. I'm embarrassed.
But now, hold on. Dave's going to make his.
He's doing the research.
He's going to make his.
One of them is Hananiah. I think another one is Mishael.
Is that right, Linda?
Hold on.
That's right.
Hananiah, Mishael. Hey, he's earning his
and my
earning
bell.
His keep.
Hold on a second.
Maul bell.
Dave's going to get it. He got two right. He got two off the top of his head.
Yes, right.
He's looking up the third one.
Now he's going to look at his sermon notes.
Where is it found, Linda?
It's in Daniel.
Daniel chapter 1, verse 7 there.
All right, David. Okay. Pressure's on.
And Mishael.
You got that.
And Azariah.
Azariah.
Azariah, right.
Yep.
Wow.
That was their three.
That's the three.
Their right. Hebrew names.
Hebrew right. names.
And right. by the way, that's yeah. what they're called in heaven. It's not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because those were Babylonian names.
Right.
Those were God's names. Yeah, yep. they were named after the Babylonian gods.
Right.
right.
Yeah.
So they're not called that.
No, they won't have that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Linda, thanks for that the good Bible question. Thank you so much for listening to AFR. And if you prayed for us during our share-a-thon or helped out anyway, thank you for that as well.
And it's funny. I've been reading the book of Daniel here lately.
Daniel? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the Bible's funny, David. I think it's funny that you were reading
it? No, but it's funny that, you know.
No, it is. That's right.
She brought up that question.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, let's go to North Carolina, and Jamie is on the line. Jamie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you so very much. I want to just thank the Lord for this wonderful, beautiful sunny day in North Carolina.
Amen.
All right.
What's the weather like today? Beautiful sunny and what temperature?
It's hovering around the 70s right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's really nice.
Wow.
Yep.
Beautiful
all
right. day.
Yes,
yeah.
Jamie, you want like to ask, answer, both. Or do both?
I like to do both and add an addendum to an answer that was already given about what can you hold with no hands, and that would be your temper.
Oh, I like it. Hold your temper. Now, you said you wanted to add an addendum. Are you an attorney, Jamie?
No, sir.
Would you like to be? No, sir. Because we give out different kinds of diplomas here on this Heritage University. We can give you your Juris Doctorate or whatever it is.
Yeah, we don't encourage people to go up to the bar, though.
That's right.
You know, that's just
although
hurt your testimony.
In Louisiana, you can take the bar without having gone to college, not even one day.
And
is that right? You can go and take the bar and become an attorney and hang a shingle out and start practicing law. Only in the state of Louisiana, because in a lot of ways they're unique. You know, like you see this thing about not available in Montana.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of that has to do with Louisiana because they still have a little French-American hybrid to some of their laws.
So chances are you're not going to pass it.
You're not going to pass it, but that's a neat little, you know, you put a little asterisk.
That would have been a good trivia question.
I think I used it a long time ago. And then when I was an attorney before I became a DJ, that was how I was able to pull that off.
Jamie, what question do you want to answer?
I want to answer the longest verse in the Bible.
What is the longest verse of the Bible?
I want to say Esther 8:9, maybe.
That is correct.
Wow, yes. Jamie.
Yep.
Hey, Jamie, if you can quote it,
here we go.
Quote it for us. I got a free T-shirt and a free coffee mug.
No, a T-shirt for every member of his family.
Okay.
He can take them to the family reunion.
Now, you're going to have to drop some weight if we're going to send you this here T-shirt I got in front of me, probably. Because this is for a little man right here. So, anyway, okay, start it. Do you know how to start it?
No, sir.
Okay,
I do not.
All right.
No, sir.
I think it starts with "We the People."
Can you quote it?
I can't quote it. No, sir.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, Jamie.
What's your question for us?
What is the longest name and or the longest word in the Bible?
Longest name
or word?
Longest name and word in the whole Holy Scriptures.
We've had this before.
I think we have.
I
know his nickname was Bubba. It was just too hard to write all that
down. Is this from the book of Isaiah or something, like chapter 7 where Isaiah named a kid or something. I don't know.
I can't remember. That's where they first discovered writer's cramp.
Yes.
When that guy was signing all those documents.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it's and it's probably not Nebuchadnezzar. Probably
no.
Not.
It's
oh
not.
No, it's long. Not. It's got a couple of X's and sometimes Y. Yes. A lot of different. A lot of different. Vowels
I think it
and
goes beyond the 26 letter limit. For...
Yeah, you can't tweet this name.
No,
it's
no.
too long.
All right, help us out, Jamie. Never, what is it?
Fella never did get married. He dated a couple women, then they said, well, "My name's going to be changed to what?" Go ahead, Jamie. What is the answer?
I learned this from Dr. J. Vernon McGill. It was one of Isaiah's sons. It's Mayor Shelah Haspas.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Could you say that again?
Mayor who?
Oh, my God.
Mayor Shelah Haspas.
Mayor Shelah Haspas.
We don't talk like that on Christian radio.
that's good that he was one of the...
I think you need to say to your sorry to everybody.
Hey, that was good that he was his son as well as a mayor. That's pretty
yes,
nice.
That's
getting,
right.
getting several titles there.
So that's, where is that found? In the what now?
His name is Mayor Shelah Haspas.
Uh-huh.
He's one of Isaiah's two sons.
I think it's in like Isaiah 7 or something or 6. Anyway, 7.
Honey, what are we going to name him? I don't know. I've got Bill.
Okay, we've got your uncle, my uncle,
that's the way it
aunt.
Goes. That's right.
We got to fit them all in there somehow.
Yeah. I was going to go with Sam. What do you think? No, let's go with
mayor.
I've told y'all, thinking about names, I've told you about the City Slickers, moved to Texas, going to start a cow ranch, and they were trying to decide on the name, and one wanted Circle Y, the other one wanted, and the other
yippee-ki-yay.
One, yeah, yippee-ki-yay, and the other one, the lazy R. So the guy went and got the first batch of calves and came back and got another 100. The guy said, man, how, so they just named it all the same thing. So he said, how many cattle do you have? He said, well, currently zero. And he said, what? He said, yeah, so far none of them survived the branding.
Because of the real long
it was
name.
Lazy it. Susan, yippee-yay. Yeah.
All right, Jamie, thank you, brother.
Thanks, Jamie.
Take care. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions for the last time today. Go ahead, Dave.
What are the range of dates for Resurrection Sunday?
This year. Oh, no, permanently.
Yeah, right, permanently.
Okay. My question, so here's the riddle. What begins with T, ends with T, and has T in it? Number two, what is the name for a posse of frogs? Okay. Yeah, they're going out at night.
Yeah, hanging out at the
hanging
corner.
Hanging out with the guys. They got their posse, and they're frogs. What are they called? That's my question.
Probably a bundle. No.
All right.
No,
is that all yours?
That's not cool enough. A bundle.
Is that all yours?
Yes, it is, too.
Okay. On the Andy Griffith Show, and by the way, I am sorely disappointed in our Andy Griffith fans, okay?
Yeah.
On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the deceased 18th century nobleman who Barney insisted had granted him 3 wishes? And then, last question, tuna is the most widely eaten fish in the United States. What is the most popular seafood?
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? Pumpkins can be used to remove freckles. Is that true or false? Then I'll add one. What animal can dig a tunnel 300 feet long in just one night? What animal can dig a tunnel 300 feet long in just one night?
Cursed be that animal. It's been in my yard.
I think you know what it is.
It's a devil.
Cursed be that animal.
It's a devil's animal is what it is.
Huh? And and do those little sunflower windmill things you stab in your yard to try to discourage
When you go out and see what that animal can do, if it's the same one I'm thinking about, you talk about changing the attitude, from a bright sunny morning to you go out and look in your yard and you have to repent before you get to work.
If they did all their tunneling completely under the ground, maybe that would be a good... No, we just want to leave a little a little.
Yeah.
Well, it makes you want to say Mayor Shalahazbath.
Yes, it does. Yes, just to keep from really using bad language, right? All right, let's go back to the phones.
All right, we go to Arkansas, and Gloria is on the line. This is the second Gloria I think we've had today. Gloria, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I think everyone has already answered the ones that I wanted to answer. One of them was, what can you hold without using your hands? I thought it was your breath.
That was the answer.
That was the answer.
Was it?
Yes. Yeah. Somebody else just offered the temper as an additional one, but that was the correct answer.
Do you want to take a guess at one of the other ones we've got, or?
Gloria, we've got a true or false, so you got a 50-50 chance on that one.
Okay.
All right, here's the one about the pumpkin. Yeah,
right?
Yes, ma'am, here's the question. True or false, pumpkins can be used to remove freckles. Is that true or false, Gloria?
I'm going to say true.
It is 100% false.
False.
Oh, okay.
But years and years ago, people thought that. It was one of those old wives' tales that people thought it could, but it can't. So, but good try. Good, you tried.
Have you ever tried it, though, to make sure it doesn't?
I have not tried it.
Yeah.
All right, Gloria, do you have a question for us?
Could I present you with a riddle?
Yes, ma'am. We're ready.
Okay. I've known this riddle for years and years, and every time I ask someone the riddle, they never get it. So
that's about to change.
You guys are really
Gloria.
Smart. So I'm gonna. Okay. As he walked across the bridge, he tipped his hat and drew his cane. In this riddle, I've told his name. Can you tell me what it is?
Repeat it real quickly one more time, because we got about a minute and a half.
Okay. As he walked across the bridge, he tipped his hat and drew his cane. In this riddle, I told you his name.
Okay, fellas, I don't know. She mentioned Drew. I know that.
Andrew?
Don't say anything, Gloria. What now?
I was thinking Andrew. I was thinking Andrew.
Andrew, you're right. She did say Andrew. Is that all?
Andrew.
All right.
Wow, Dave.
High five, Dave.
Hey, you broke the streak.
Yeah.
Gloria's been telling that
I knew we kept you around
for
a reason.
Yeah. She's been telling that riddle since daycare, and you broke that streak. You answered it.
I caught the Drew part, but then the and. Gloria, great riddle. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that was good.
You take care.
Have a great weekend.
All right, so should we?
We need to answer our questions.
Answer the questions?
Yeah. The range of Resurrection Sunday is March 22nd to April 25th.
March 22nd to April 25th. 5 week.
And like I said, I can mess you up as a gardener.
Yeah.
You're planting on Good Friday.
What is a, what's the name for a posse of frogs?
I have no idea.
Army.
An army of frogs.
Right.
Army of frogs. And what begins with T, ends with T, and has T in it? A teapot.
Oh, wow.
I like it.
I was thinking it was something drinkable.
A teapot.
All right. The Andy Griffith Show, Count István Teleki was the nobleman who Barney insisted had granted him three wishes. Very funny. Shrimp is the most popular seafood in the United States.
What animal can dig a tunnel 300 feet long in just one night?
A mole. Is it an earthworm?
I was going to say earthworm. No, that mole. And, man, they leave that spongy, spongy, you know, part of your yard.
Yeah.
Just look as far as you can see.
If any animal can affect your Christian walk, it would be the mole. I'm telling you. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here Monday.
Thanks again for all of your support during Share-a-thon.